Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I'm delighted that you have decided to listen in wherever you are today, around the world, on your iPhone, while you're at the gym, while you're driving in the car, wherever. I'm just glad you're here. So today I want to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is video. I love video. For those of you who don't know me and probably don't understand why I like video so much, it's because actually that's my background. Before I became an internet marketing expert, I was a writer and producer for the Nightly Business Report on public television. So video is kind of in my blood, I guess you could say. So now I use it for marketing purposes and I love it. So I wanted to be able to anyway, share with you today 7 essential ingredients to get your videos noticed on YouTube. Because let's face it, for those of you who may not be aware, and you know, I don't know where you are, but you know, YouTube is like the second largest search engine, number one after Google. There's billions of daily views on there. I've lost track of how many now. It's a huge opportunity for you to be able to get your message out to your potential clients through video and using the power of YouTube. And whether you're doing customer testimonials, product demonstrations, presentations, any types of video like this, it's so good. But the thing is, in order to really make your videos effective and get them noticed by your target audience, they've got to have the following essential ingredients. So without further ado, let me get right to it. So number one, this is kind of basic, but it bears repeating just to make sure. They need to provide value. It's really important that your video has something that is going to be meaningful to your target audience. So whether that is insider tips about your business, maybe it's you could do some sort of a how-to video that explains how to do something related to your product or service, but always keep in mind, think about what it is your prospects need when you sit down to record that video. And that is going to be huge for you and to make it, make it something that they are going to respond to. And of course, right along with providing value, the second ingredient is that it needs to be relevant to your audience. Again, think about what your audience wants, what they're searching for, and then provide those answers in your videos. It's sort of similar to what I've talked about in the past on this podcast, which is the golden rule of blogging. Well, maybe we could call it the golden rule of vlogging with a V for video, because again, that golden rule is they ask, you answer. So if you this would be a good way for you to start doing some videos if you haven't already, is if you've got frequently asked questions on your website, use those in your videos. Take one question per video and then you'll be able to provide the information that your customers want and your potential customers want, which brings me to the next ingredient, which is keeping it short and to the point. And see, if you're tackling one main idea, like one frequently asked question, you're going to be able to do that. Remember, people have short attention spans, number one, and they're busy. We are all busy creatures nowadays, and we just don't have time to spend necessarily watching 10, 15, 20-minute videos. Heck, not even 5-minute videos anymore. So if you can keep it between 1 and 3 minutes in length, you are going to have the best chance of hooking somebody's interest. And in fact, keep that in mind as well. You've got to state the video's premise right at the beginning to grab the viewer's attention, and then quickly transition. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. Get right to it. Transition right to the meat of your video, that subject matter, and then be done. You know, close it out and be good. Demonstrable, number four. The one great thing also about videos today is you don't need an expensive video camera necessarily to make quality videos, but you do need two other things. You need good lighting and you need good audio, because let's face it, your audience needs to be able to see and hear your content. Now, if you don't feel like you, if you maybe don't want to be able to get some expensive, or well, even inexpensive, there are some lighting kits out there that don't cost a whole lot if you go on Amazon. But if you don't have maybe a good setup in your office for some reason, go outside. And just make sure that like the sun is behind you. And that will be a good way, because then you're taking advantage of the natural light. And of course, also, if you don't want to be on camera yourself, that's okay. You don't have to. You could do a PowerPoint presence slate. Blech. Boy, I can't get my mouth to work this morning. PowerPoint slide presentation is what I'm trying to say. And then just add audio to it. And that'll be a way for you to create a video that way. Number five, call to action. I almost let that slip in the earlier point, but call to action is very important. You always want to have that in the video. Now, the call to action could be different things. It could be asking viewers to subscribe to your channel. You could ask them to share the video, or you can ask them to click on a link to visit your website. Just make sure that you do remember these three things. You need to tell them what to do, why to do it, and how to do it. And that will be a successful call to action for you. Number six, keywords. Yep, I know, you don't want to hear it. Ugh, I have to worry about keywords on my website. Now I got to do it on my videos too. Ah! Yes, you do. Do keyword research before you produce a video so that you know what topics your audience is interested in, and then use those keywords in your video title, in your description, in the actual script that you're reading. And that way, when someone searches that keyword in the future, they'll be able to find your video. In fact, I think I've done a whole podcast on this before, optimizing. If I haven't, it's going to be time to do another one, but there's some other things you need to do as well to help. But at least getting the keywords in the video title, description, and content, you're going to be way ahead of a lot of business owners who don't. And believe me, I've seen business owners who have a YouTube channel and they put these videos up there and they're called MV.1870, you know, which is like the name of the video file. That is not a good title. No, a good title would be 7 Ingredients to Get Your Videos Found on YouTube. That's a good title. Okay, finally, number seven. And this is maybe the most important ingredient of all, believe it or not. And that is consistency. As with any other social media marketing that you're doing, you've got to be consistent. Don't just post one video and forget about it. If you're going to engage in video marketing, you've got to keep at it. So that means coming up with an editorial calendar and planning out what videos you're going to do. And then this way, post them on a regular basis so you can build an audience and generate new leads for your business. Right? Of course, right. So if you want, if you'd like some more tips actually about YouTube and just video marketing in general, I invite you to go to my YouTube channel and check out what I posted on there. It's just go to YouTube / Gloria Rand Video. And I'll put the link in the show notes as well. And I invite you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Now, I will admit I have not added a whole lot of videos lately because I kind of got sidetracked into the podcast. But I have been adding a few here and there, and I am going to be doing that more and more as we go on. Definitely into 2016 here. Okay, well, that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. As always, I invite you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and that way you won't miss any future episodes. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review, that would be fantastic as well. And I'd love to also connect with you on other social networks like Twitter. You could find me at Gloria Rand. And use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed so that I know you're one of our podcast listeners. So until next time, this is Gloria Rand wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sales Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSaleSucceed.